You don't know what an encouragement it is to me to know that I have brethren that are more than conquerors in the Lord. Yes. I appreciate the privilege of being in this meeting. It's been a real encouragement. I'd like to begin reading in Luke chapter 23 and verse 32. And there were also two other malefactors led with him to be put to death. Verse 39, and one of the malefactors which were hanged railed on him, saying, If thou be Christ, save thyself and us. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost thou not fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. Yeah. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today thou shalt be with me in paradise. Two thieves hanging on the cross. Yeah. And one believed, and one did not. So typical of life. In life, really, there are only two roads. There is the highway of holiness, and there is the broad way. Really, there are only two final destinations. There is a heaven, and there is a hell. Think about these two thieves that were there dying with Jesus that day. The two men had a lot in common. They were probably from the same area. They spoke the same language. Both of them had fallen into a life of crime. And both of them were caught and they were condemned to death. Two men with so much in common, but yet there was such a difference between the two. One of them died rejecting the Lord, but the other one believed. And he defended the Lord. He acknowledged his sin. Matthew chapter 27 and verse 39. They that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself. If thou be the Son of God, come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he cannot save. If he be the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. The thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth. The other Gospels say that the one thief reviled Jesus, but the other thief asked for mercy. There is also a thought that there were more than just these two thieves that were crucified that day. But there was a difference between the two that the Bible is telling us about. One believed in the Lord. One cried for mercy. Back to Luke chapter 23 and verse 40. The other answering rebuked him, saying, Dost not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds, but this man hath done nothing amiss. You know what that was? That was a confession of sin. And that is a very important part of salvation, to acknowledge, I deserve this punishment that I am getting. And he said unto Jesus, Lord, remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom. And Jesus said unto him, Verily I say unto thee, today, thou shalt be with me in paradise. What comfort. What better words could that man have heard that day than the assurance, today, you're going to be with me in paradise. I'd like to read Psalms chapter 8 and verse 3. Could I have some water, please? Psalms chapter 8 and verse 3. When I consider the heavens, the work of thy fingers, the moon and the stars which thou hast ordained, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou visitest him? When I consider the greatness of your creation, when I consider the vastness of the sea of humanity, who am I that the Lord would consider me, that the Lord would have mercy on me? I appreciate the fact that the Lord hears us when we cry. No matter what our sins have been, no matter what our situation, to realize that all we have to do is be like that thief on the cross. And to acknowledge, I've done what put me here. I deserve the punishment that I am getting. I acknowledge my sin and cry out to the Lord for mercy. Lord, remember me. And the Lord will. What a comfort, what a blessing. Who am I that the Lord would hear my prayer out of all of the people in the world and look on me with mercy? Do you believe that God will hear you if you cry out to the Lord in your need? Whatever your situation is today, no matter what your experience has been, if you've been up and down, if you are in deep sin tonight, if you're in trouble, do you believe that God will hear you if you cry? Let's read in Isaiah chapter 65 and verse 24. Isaiah 65 and 24, and it shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer. And while they are yet speaking, I will hear. If we cry to the Lord will hear us. Luke chapter 18 and verse 35. It came to pass that as he was come nigh unto Jericho, a certain blind man sat by the wayside begging. And hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant. This man was in a real disadvantage in life, blind, and he probably sensed there's some real excitement in the air. Hearing the multitude pass by, he asked what it meant, and they told him that Jesus of Nazareth passeth by. And he cried, saying, Jesus, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And they which went before him rebuked him that he should hold his peace, but he cried so much the more, thou Son of David, have mercy on me. And Jesus stood and commanded him to be brought unto him, and when he was come near, he asked him, saying, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? And he said, Lord, that I may receive my sight. And Jesus said unto him, receive thy sight, thy faith has saved thee. And immediately he received his sight and followed him, glorifying God. And all the people, when they saw it, gave praise unto God. This blind man must have believed that Jesus was the Son of God. I believe that he knew something about the prophets and the prophecy that this Savior would come through David's lineage. Isaiah 9 and 6 says, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. And of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom to order it and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth, even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. Notice it says, upon the throne of David. And this blind beggar cried from the depths of his heart, Son of David, have mercy on me. Believing the prophecies, believing that the Lord had power to help him in his desperate condition. What's the cry of your heart tonight? What are the things that you are longing for the most in life? Is there a plea toward the Lord? Lord, remember me. Lord, you are the most important thing in my life. I need you so desperately, Lord. Will you have mercy on me? If I get myself in trouble, Lord, remember me. Help me out of my trouble. Luke chapter 14 and verse 16. He said unto him, a certain man made a great supper and bade many. And he sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of ground, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee, have me excused. Now this sounds like a very good excuse to me. If I bought a piece of ground, I would want to go see it. Another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee, have me excused. Another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. Tonight, what is your life proving? Is it showing that you have desires for a piece of land, for a wife, for whatever it is that life has to offer you? Or is there a yearning in your heart? Lord Jesus, your kingdom is the very most important thing. And Lord, remember me. When you're passing by and there are all the crowds, Lord, will you please look my way? Are you saying in life, I have other priorities? My focus is on building my wealth, on my retirement, on my education, on enjoying my youth, on that new car I've had my heart set on. Or is your priority, Lord Jesus, your kingdom? Help me, Lord. I need you, Lord, desperately in life. Is the Lord going to remember you? Isaiah chapter 54 and verse 7. Isaiah 54 and 7, for a small moment I have forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. In a little wrath I hid my face from thee for a moment, but with everlasting kindness will I have mercy on thee, saith the Lord thy Redeemer. The Lord knows you. Every one of us, the Lord knows us. The Lord knows the distress that you're facing in life. He knows all about the sins that have tripped you up. He knows the disappointments. And this is the heart of God. For a small moment I have forsaken thee, but with great mercies will I gather thee. All we have to do is acknowledge our wrong and to cry out to the Lord, Lord, remember me. That's not a complicated prayer, is it? Is there anything in your life that you would like for the Lord to forget? I know there are things in my life that I sure don't want the Lord to bring up to me ever again. How about you tonight? Is there anything right now in your life that you say, oh, I sure hope I don't face that on Judgment Day? I sure hope the Lord doesn't require me what, as the thief said, we're receiving our just reward. Let's turn to Psalms 103 and verse 11. Psalms 103 and 11 says, "For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy toward them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgressions from us. Like as a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. For he knoweth our frame, that he remembereth that we are dust. Lord, remember me. Lord, forgive and forget my sins." Psalms chapter 90 and verse 7. Psalms 90 and 7, "For we are consumed by thine anger, and by thy wrath we are troubled. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee, our secret sins in the light of thy countenance. For all our days are passed away in thy wrath. We spend our years as a tale that is told. Thou hast set our iniquities before thee." Did you know that every sin that you commit, the Lord sees that?
Yes.
Secret sins, iniquities.
Yes.
Sometimes we're shocked when we hear news. I'm sure glad I don't know what all's going on in the world today. I couldn't handle it. I'm glad I don't know what hypocrites may be out there, who it is that's doing what. I really don't want to know. But those things are before the Lord tonight. And it is his heart to separate those as far from us as the east is from the west. But there's a real simple prayer we need to pray. We need to acknowledge, this is the condition I'm in, Lord. This is my just reward.
Yes.
I'm here because I did things.
Yes.
And this man did nothing amiss. Lord, will you remember me?
Yes.
Can we pray that simple prayer tonight? Lord, remember me. Lord, help me. Forget my sins, Lord, but remember my eternal soul. King David had some things in his life that he wanted the Lord to forget about. And he prayed one of the most beautiful prayers in the Bible. Psalms chapter 51 and verse 9. Psalms 51 and 9, "Hide thy face from my sins, and blot out all mine iniquities. Create in me a clean heart." David knew what the problem was, didn't he? His heart was dirty. He needed some cleaning. "Oh God, and renew a right spirit in me." He wasn't blaming the situation. He wasn't looking for excuses. He wasn't casting the same in Jesus' teeth. But instead, he was acknowledging his sin. "Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence." Remember me, Lord. "And take not thy Holy Spirit from me," because I realize your Holy Spirit is only there for a season. The song says, "While in life is time accepted to prepare to meet thy God." Cherish these meetings, young people. Value them. When the Lord begins speaking to your heart, when you feel the moving of the Spirit, when you feel condemnation for your sins, say, "Lord, remember me. Lord, keep dealing with me." Maybe you're not ready right now to give up your sin, to have this clean heart that David was seeking for, but at least in your heart, beg God, "Don't forget about me. Don't pass me by. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Cast me not away from thy presence, and take not thy Holy Spirit from me. Restore unto me the joy of thy salvation, and uphold me with thy free spirit. Do you want the Lord to remember you? If so, we're going to have to believe on Jesus, just like the beggar did. He's passing by. Who is it? It's Jesus. Jesus, I've heard about him, and I believe he can help me. And I know I need help. I need help in life. I believe, Son of David, you're the promised one. I know you have power to heal my eyes. I know you have power to turn my life around. Have you ever been disappointed in yourself? Have you ever had multiple failures? Do you believe on the Lord Jesus? Do you believe the one that spoke the world into existence can say, be healed, and you will be healed of backsliding? That can bring sight to your blinded, deceived eyes. Do you believe that tonight? I believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and I believe he's been passing by in this meeting. It's been a wonderful meeting. It's exceeded my expectations. This is our chance. This is our opportunity to cry, Lord, remember me. I want to be a part of that group. I want a life of joy. Restore to me the joy of salvation. I'm tired of the kind of life I've been living. I recognize there's something in my spirit that is not right, that my heart needs cleaning. Lord, will you remember me tonight? If we want the Lord to remember us, we better have a perfect heart. 2 Kings chapter 20, verse 1. Second Kings 20 and 1. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah the son of Amoz came to him and said unto him, thus saith the Lord. Yes. Did you know the Lord is going to have something to say about you? Yes. Hebrews 9 and 27 says, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after this, the judgment. Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. And he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord, saying, I beseech thee, Lord, remember how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. It's good to be able to have a testimony for ourselves to the Lord. Yes. And it came to pass, before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court, that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, see, the Lord hears when we cry. The Lord will remember us. Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. The Lord will hear your prayer tonight. He will see your tears tonight. He is moved with compassion. It is his heart to join with you, to restore that right spirit, to clean that heart, to restore the joy of salvation. I have heard thy prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. And on the third day thou shalt go up unto the house of the Lord. And I will add unto thy days 15 years, and I will deliver thee and this city out of the hand of the king of Assyria. For I will defend this city for mine own sake and for my servant David's sake. If we want the Lord to remember us, we better be getting our heart perfect. James said, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. If our heart is partly toward the Lord and partly toward the love of the world, it's not going to work. The song says, time for business, time for pleasure, time to revel on in sin. Will you not take time for Jesus? Oh, invite him to come in. If you have no time for Jesus, ere you pass beyond the blue, in the resurrection morning, he will have no time for you. If we want the Lord to remember us, we better be taking some time for him in this life. I'd like to share a story with you, and I don't know if it's true, but the point is very relevant tonight. A minister passing through his church in the middle of the day decided to pause by the altar and see who had come to pray. Just then the back door opened and a man came down the aisle. The minister frowned as he saw the man hadn't shaved in quite a while. His shirt was kind of shabby. His coat was worn and frayed. The man knelt, he bowed his head, then rose and walked away. In the days that followed, each noontime came this chap. Each time he knelt for just a moment, a lunch pail in his lap. Well, the minister's suspicions grew, with robbery a main fear. He decided to stop the man and ask him, "What you doing here?" The old man, he worked down the road. Lunch was half an hour. Lunchtime was his prayer time for finding strength and power. "I stay only a moment, see, because the factory's so far away. As I kneel here talking to the Lord, this is kind of what I say. I just came to tell you, Lord, how happy I have been since we found each other's friendship and you took away my sin. I don't know much of how to pray, but I think about you every day. So, Jesus, this is Jim, just checking in." The minister, feeling foolish, told Jim that was fine. He told the man he was welcome to come and pray just any time. "Time to go," Jim smiled and said thanks. He hurried out the door. The minister knelt at the altar. He had never done it before. His cold heart melted, warmed with love. Met Jesus there. As tears flowed in his heart, he repeated old Jim's prayer. "I just came again to tell you, Lord, how happy I've been since we found each other's friendship and you took away my sin. I don't know much of how to pray, but I think of you every day." See, the prayer doesn't have to be complicated, does it? "So, Jesus, this is me just checking in." Past noon one day, the minister noticed that old Jim hadn't come. As more days passed without Jim, he began to worry some. At the factory, he asked about him, and learning he was ill, the hospital staff was worried. But he had given them a thrill. You see, that week Jim was with them, brought changes in the ward. His smiles, a joy contagious, changed people his reward. The head nurse couldn't understand why Jim was so glad when no flowers, calls, or cards came. Not a visitor he had. The minister stayed by his bed. He voiced the nurse's concern. No friends came to show they cared. He had nowhere to turn. Looking surprised, old Jim spoke up and with a winning smile. "The nurse is wrong. She couldn't know that all the while. Every day at noon, he's here. A dear friend of mine, you see. He sits right down, takes my hand, leans over and says to me, 'I just came to tell you, Jim, how happy I've been Since we found this friendship and I took away your sin, I always love to hear you pray. I think about you every day. So, Jim, this is Jesus. Just checking in. The Lord remember Jim.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Will he remember you? Are you remembering the Lord? Are you giving him time and life? Are you crying, Lord Jesus, remember me? Lord Jesus, your kingdom is the most important thing in my life. Lord, I want to be counted in that number. Yes. Matthew chapter 7 and verse 21. Matthew 7 and 21, not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. Many will say to me in that day, Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in thy name, and in thy name cast out devils, and in thy name done many wonderful works? A lot of people are saying, Lord, Lord, today. Then will I profess unto them, I never knew you. Depart from me, ye that work iniquity. In the judgment day, will God ask you, who are you? I never knew you. Where's your wedding garment? Did you change that out for some garment along life's way? Where's the oil that was supposed to be in your lamp? All my folks have gone before me. All my friends and all my kin, but I'll meet with them up yonder when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching in. Do you have a vision of that tonight? When the saints go marching in, Lord, I want to be in that number. When the saints go marching in. That's the cry of my heart tonight, Lord. Remember me. When life is rough. When I lose loved ones. When I face temptation. When I simply no longer know what to do. Lord, remember me. When I am facing life's last hour. Lord, remember me. When I am standing before the judgment seat of God, Lord, I want you to find my name written in the Lamb's Book of Life. Lord, I want you to have forgiven and forgotten my sins. I want to have already prayed my prayers before I get there. I want to have already put my time into the kingdom of heaven. I want you to have stopped when you were passing by and say, be healed. What is the cry of your heart tonight? I'd like for us to sing song number 478A, Pass Me Not, O Gentle Savior. Amen.